From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of January 9th, 2012. This week, we listen in on a recent meeting by one of Virginia's key citizen boards that oversees state policies and regulations on water resources. Have a listen for about 90 seconds.
The September meeting of the Virginia State Water Control Board.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, my name is Neil Zorotka. I'm the manager of the DEQ Office of Land Application Programs, and I have for your consideration this morning final regulatory action regarding amendments pertaining to biosolids land application.
Proposed regulation. General VPDS Watershed Permit Regulation for total nitrogen and total phosphorus discharges in the Chesapeake Bay watershed.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'm John Kennedy in DEQ's Chesapeake Bay program. The item that I'm addressing is an exempt final action to amend the Water Quality Management Planning Regulation, nutrient wastelet allocations for the Fauquier County Water and Sewer Authority Vent Hill Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Next item on the agenda, General VPDS Permit Regulation, Vehicle Wash Facilities and Laundry Facilities.
The staff recommends that the board approve the orders for EI DuPont, Dunamore & Company, for Omega Protein, Inc., Rock 10 CP LLC, Timothy Ogburn, Southampton County for the town of Boykins Wastewater Treatment Facility, and the Fluvanna School Board.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, today I bring you the proposed Virginia Clean Water Revolving Loan Fund Project Priority List for FY 2012.
Future meetings, December 8th and 9th. Motion to adjourn would be in order. We adjourn.
You've been listening to excerpts from the September 22, 2011 meeting of Virginia's State Water Control Board. The board's key duties include water quality standards, wastewater permits and their enforcement, water supply planning and policy, wetlands regulation, groundwater management, petroleum storage tank regulations, and financial assistance for wastewater infrastructure. According to the Virginia Code, Water Control Board members are, by their education, training, or experience, to be knowledgeable of water quality control and regulation, and fairly representative of conservation, public health, business, and agriculture. The 7-member board meets at least quarterly, usually in Richmond. Thanks to the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality for providing a recording of the board's September 2011 meeting. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.